Good morning. We're continuing with Chayot on Kalman Zion, Simen Yud. Over Ubirach b'makam Hasheni. I feel Yotze b'mezid. So Yotze, even though Chazal said Yom Ruchib to go back, and he didn't do that, and he benched in the second place, which means he left the first place against the halacha, knowing that he's not supposed to do that. He benched in the second place against the halacha that he's supposed to go back. He was mazed twice. Once, you're not supposed to leave. He knew that, and he left anyway. And now the halacha is he's supposed to go back. He says, you know what, I'm not going back. I know the halacha is supposed to go back, but he chose not to go back. So he was mazed twice. So even so, b'diavad he's yotze. So Chazal or Mechayev to do that, but it's not ma'akev in regards to being yotze to the benching. And here's the point which we mentioned already before. If he already traveled so far that he goes back to the original place where he ate, by the time he gets back, it'll be too long. He will already reach the time called Shi'ir Ichol, the time it takes for it to digest, which means he'll lose the chance to bench, because once it's Ichol, you know, not allowed to bench anymore. So if he goes back, he's going to lose the benching. Then the halacha is he doesn't go back. We tell him, even though he left Bemezid, and he's supposed to go back, but since by now, wherever he is, he's deciding to address the issue, it's too late to go back, or it'll be too late by the time he gets back. So he benches where he is, and that's it. Okay. Now we're going to move into a different halacha. We finished the halachas of benching in the place that you ate, and he's moving on to other questions. So he's dealing with a question in Simon Yud Aleph. He's going to be dealing with a question of benching in a place where there is something which would preclude the place for being roy for benching, saying a bracha. So there's soya in the place. So What the soy in the place? Soy is referring to human fecal matter. So the Torah says that human fecal matter, if it's covered, is not a problem. That the machana should be kaddish. The place where you're going to be has to be a holy place. V'kisisa eseyosecha, that which a person has put out of his body. Soya, that's Tseya, which came out of his body, with Yotza from his body. That's where the word Soya comes from. But you see, so you have to cover it. So if there's Soya there and it's covered, it's not going to be a problem. However, if that Soya is still smells, so you can still notice it, even though it's covered, that's equivalent as if it's not covered. So the most common issue is a child has a diaper. So a child dirties himself inside of his diaper. If it's not a smelly diaper, so there's fecal matter there, but it's covered. So a person would be allowed to bench in that situation. If it's a smelly diaper, so the covering is not a valid covering because you can smell it, so its presence exists. So I'm about to bench. Am I mechuyev to check for the possibility of there being a problem? So if I don't smell anything, the child is covered, I don't smell anything, I'm not mechuyev to look. But let's say you're in a place where potentially there is droppings from certain animals which would be halachically problematic, and I was negligent and I didn't check the place. So there's a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to bench, you know, let's say brachas, dabarship or kedusha, in the presence of soya. This is the din d'oraisa, and you chose not to check and address that issue, and you benched. So are you here to be the abbot? So do we say that you're not supposed to do it? It was wrong to do it, but it doesn't mean that you're not here to the benching. Or do we say that this act of negligence itself creates almost like a mitzvah of avera. You shouldn't have done that. So how can you get to with that mitzvah? That's what the Chayim is going to talk about. I will learn to see the actual language of the siman, as Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.